You have here a very interesting picture. Now, we all know that James 3:11 says that bitter and sweet water can't come out of the same well. And there you have your contrast. Bitter and sweet. And I want us to spend some time considering the option of becoming a sweet person or a bitter person. To be a sweet person takes choices. To be a bitter person takes choices. Let's turn to Psalm 104 as we begin this, shall we? We'll come back to our texts in a while. In Psalm 104, verses 34 and 35, here he shows you something about bitterness that I want everyone to see. May my meditation be sweet to him, and I'll be glad in the Lord. What you think about, what you think of life will make you either sweet or bitter. Amen. Isn't that interesting? What you think about is why you're bitter. What you let go on in your head, and you think about this and you think about that, and you have an attitude and this and that, it's your attitude, it's your mind, it's your meditation that'll make you sweet or bitter. Psalm 104, verse 3 and 34. So what does he say? I will sing, here's his result. In verse 33, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I'll sing praises to my God while I have my being. I'm going to sing and give praise to God and keep my meditation sweet. Folks, that's a decision you make. You know, I could be a bitter old goat today, and so could you. And some of you are working on it. And I know God is burdened by bitterness, or he wouldn't have made us drag this thing out through 2 weeks. Yes. And it's been on my heart for ages. And I want us to know today that you can blame nobody but yourself for whether you're sweet or bitter. Because your meditation is where it all happens. It's your meditation isn't just sitting down memorizing scripture. Meditation is how you react in your head to everything. That's meditation. What you're thinking about, what's going on in your head, how I do this and what's on my mind, that's all meditation. Meditation isn't just an act to go into a corner and think about something. It's just what you think all day long and how you act. Well, that old cow did that to me. That swine did this to me. Who does he think he is? That's all part of the process of becoming bitter. Of course, it's just baby. But you know, enough of that stuff and you'll get an attitude. Bitterness is an attitude accrued. Yeah, you've accrued this thing. And you don't have to be bitter. Well, I can't wait for God to break the power of bitterness in my life. I've got news for you. God can no more break the power of bitterness in your life than you can flap those arms yours and fly around the property. You have to break the power of bitterness and any demonic influences there. Well, that's another story, but that's the least of your worries because they go in Jesus' name and you can use your own name unless you're bound by it and can't. And the anointing perhaps is not great enough for you to do so. But Ephesians, for instance, chapter 4, look at this. Ephesians chapter 4, I want to show you something here. I'm here to help you because God loves you and because I love you and I want to see you come out of this thing sweet. That's the goal. God can't use bitter people. Bitterness is a shortcut to losing your calling. Ephesians 4, look at verse 31. He tells you plainly. And 32. Let all bitterness, see not just some, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away with you with all matters. You put it away. And then he gives you the opposite in verse 32. Instead, you be kind to one another. Tender hearted. See, there's no bitterness there. Forgiving one another. This is God and Christ also forgave you. There you have three incredible keys to getting rid of bitterness right there. Be kind, be tender-hearted, forgive one another as God forgave you. That'll get you sweet in no time flat. But he says, you put aside this bitterness. You see, some of you carry stuff. Now, I've told you, first of all, that Jesus said you shouldn't carry anything beyond the 24-hour cycle. Sunset, it goes. Well, there's some things you shouldn't even carry to sunset. And bitterness, my friend, is an interesting thing. But see, some of you have a difficulty with what is bitterness. Well, bitterness is the opposite of sweet. Now you can figure it from there. Are you a sweet person? Have you responded sweetly to these things? Did you respond sweetly to her? Did you respond sweetly to him? Did you treat that situation as someone who is a sweet person, or were you just some old bitter person in this thing?